Hope fuels rebuilding along Sri Lanka's ravaged coast. Growth at a Christian school in Belize presents unique challenges. And Mexico will host a special Christian convention this summer. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. Fear of another tsunami haunts the survivors of last year's monster wave in Sri Lanka. With this week focusing on the one-year anniversary, those thoughts are prevalent. However, that hasn't stopped people from resuming life. World Vision's Steve Matthews.
If you came here to Sri Lanka today and you didn't know there was a tsunami a year ago, a big tsunami, you probably wouldn't know with looking at the physical evidence. It's not really here. What you would think as you drove along the coastal highways is there's an awful lot of construction.
By recounting a discussion he had with a survivor they built a home for, Matthews describes the scope of Christian ministry and gospel impact.
How do you feel as a Muslim about this Christian aid agency from the West providing a brand new home? And he looked at me as if I was asking some absurd question. And then he said to me, I was curious about Christians, so he actually went to a local church a couple of times just to find out what Christians are all about. And thus the relationships begin.
Meanwhile, in the mountains and plains of southeastern Africa, more than 3 million people in 10 languages don't have God's word in their mother tongues. Church leaders have initiated Bible translation projects for their people who stretch across Tanzania, Zambia, and Malawi. The seed company's Roger Garland says they've joined the effort.
There are huge numbers of Bantu languages throughout sub-Saharan Africa, and this will provide a good model for working together to get God's word into those languages and then to provide that to people who desperately need the word of God.
It's a collaboration of resources, training, and prayer support, and Garland says it's an important and needed partnership.
And you know something of what's happening there with the challenges they face with AIDS and orphans and the impact on families. And they feel like this will be a tremendous effort, a tremendous aid to helping the churches there deal with people particularly devastated by the impact of AIDS and all that that has meant to the people of that area.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Adoption is a key focus of Bethany Christian Services' work in Guatemala, but they realize that the time before adoption is crucial, and that's why they send a team of professionals to Guatemala to provide training to foster parents. Bethany's Bruce Mossberg explains.
When the foster care isn't good in the children's first months of life, they have trouble connecting with adoptive parents, and it's important that they have that emotional development so that they can integrate the values of the adoptive parents, and that includes spiritual development and integration.
Mossberg says holistic child development is what their ministry is all about.
We see this as a ministry on, from Bethany's point of view, in providing some emotional, physical, and spiritual kind of basis for children to be able to grow in those areas and to develop in those areas.
Bethany desperately needs families to adopt boys. Go to our website for more information. Next, Worldwide Christian Schools has formed a new partnership with St. Andrew's Primary School in Belize to tackle illiteracy problems. Along with the adult community outreach programs, the school is currently reaching out to 394 students. And part of their mission is to evangelize those they touch with the gospel, and people are responding. But that also presents a problem. They're quickly outgrowing their facilities. Worldwide is recruiting work teams to help build two new classrooms from the foundation up. And the new year is bringing with it excitement for believers in Mexico. The region's been chosen to host the Baptist World Alliance General Council 2006 to be held next summer in Mexico City. This group of believers represents the largest Spanish-speaking Baptist convention of the world. The summer meetings will be in Mexico's southern region, where evangelism has taken off. That seems evidenced by the growth in the Baptist churches, despite a struggle against a sectarian label. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Back to the Bible is making available Patrick Cate's book, Through God's Eyes, a Bible study of God's motivations for missions. To reserve your free copy, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's Through God's Eyes, a Bible study of God's motivations for missions at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.